for that relationship is very symbiotic. We want to talk about that, you know, the length. You know, so let's go back to, you're studying classical flute repertoire technique, and you're coming from a jazz background. Now, when I listened, when I first heard, you know, your recordings, I could sense that, oh, he's mastered both of these languages. So how were you able to adapt or to incorporate or to transform your jazz sensibilities to the flute? Because you're not improvising on this instrument, or are you? Have you by this time? Are you attempting to improvise on the instrument? Are you playing in a jazz context?
Yeah, you know what? I never considered them two separate entities.
Okay.
I felt like they were merging, just like you. You know, you speak two languages; they all communicate. But you know, I never felt like I'm learning a special articulation in order to play it in jazz. You know, I learned to play classical music in the way that my teacher was teaching me. But I was using the same sound, the same flute sound in jazz. At least I thought I was. One day I remember my teacher said, why don't you use that? Because while I was playing classical music, I was playing, you know, that sound. He said, why don't you use that same sound when you're improvising? I thought I was. You know, in fact, many other flute players told me that I was. But he didn't think so at that time. Later on, he did. But I never felt that I was actually using different articulations purposely or consciously to play jazz as divorced or differentiated from classical music. Never thought like that. That brings to mind, you know, I always thought like music, different musical idioms can be thought of as different human cultures, in the sense that there's certain disciplines, there's certain attitudes about behavior and that, this and that and the other, that function in certain cultures. And unfortunately, just because it is different, people separate themselves accordingly, when really it's the amalgam that enhances the total experience from both. And that's what has happened to me. I remember when I was playing with the Met Orchestra and with the Philharmonic. These guys, their minds is totally like this when it comes to other music. They felt like this. There's the utopia of music. This is it. When they don't realize, until I took my teacher to Birdland one night to hear the Jazz Messengers, and I wanted him specifically to listen to Freddie Hubbard. This guy with his great virtuosity. Because I know he could relate to that part of it, because he himself was such a virtuoso. He did, see? And his whole concept of jazz was like Duke Ellington, and even before that, Ezzy Morales and those guys that he would try to play jazz solo he had heard before, and it was totally contrived, see, for him. Then I learned of an experience later from Kenny Burrell. Kenny Burrell told me this later. He says, Hubert, you know, I was in Japan, I was on tour, and the Philharmonic, New York Philharmonic, was on tour as well. So he and Julius Baker, my teacher, met in a coffee shop or breakfast. They were having breakfast together, and he started talking to. They started talking about me. See, I didn't know this until Kenny Burrell gave this account. Man, there at UCLA, we were having a dinner there. But anyway, he says, "Yeah, Julius Baker said, man, boy," he said something. And I don't know why he said that, but he says, "Yeah, Hubert can do, man." He says, Hubert can do much. He can do much more than I can. He says he can play what I do, and he can play what you do too. See, but now Kenny came in from this perspective. I mean, that's not to extol what I do, but the point is, he's such a jazz aficionado, and he had the respect for jazz already, and he wanted to impress on these people that a classical player recognized the value of improvised music. That's why I mentioned the cream of the crop, Julius Baker, in context with my playing. Now, so I'm just pretty much incidental to that. My experience is incidental. But the point is, you made a point that jazz music is a valuable commodity. You know, it's valuable. It's a valuable art form. And that's the impression that I got.
That's great.